الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. My most respected elders and dear brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gathered us on this Mubarak day, Yawmul Jum'ah. Allah has given special importance to this day. That is why on a Friday we are told to increasingly recite Darood and Salawat on our dear Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day we should be reciting more and more Darood Sharif with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but more so on a Friday, because we are reminded in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on a Friday increasingly recite Darood Sharif, for verily Allah has appointed Malaika who take your darood and convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even the name of the person, Fulan ibn Fulan, so and so, who is the son of so and so, has conveyed this darood. Alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to shower us with His favors, and so many are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot count. Therefore, again and again, you should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise, increasing our amal as shukr to Allah. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Allah ta'ala said to the family of Dawood alayhi salam that increase your amal as shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, on a Friday, Allah has got various special moments, kabooliyat ki ghadiya, in which our du'as are accepted, wherein we should ask more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's in the early parts of the day, before Jummah, after Jummah, there's Asr time, before Maghrib Salat, all these are very, very Mubarak times to ask more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gets happy when we seek more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am very near to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. The person calling out in dua, I answer his dua. Therefore, they should seek acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected elders and dear brothers, this gathering on a Friday, it is not a custom only, but it is to seek from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in Surah Jummah, Allah reminds us that when the Friday call is made, hasten, come quickly to the remembrance of Allah. Leave of all transaction, that is much better for you if you only knew. When the salat is over, وَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the salat is over, you may disperse in the land and seek from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But remember Allah ta'ala a lot. In abundance, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may become successful. So we can see in the ayats of Jummah, we are told to remember Allah a lot, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are preparing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are preparing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has a journey in front of him, he has to go to the airport, or if he is traveling by car, he makes preparations much earlier. That is why Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised on the hadith من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. The person who fears the journey, he will start early, and the person who starts early reaches in good time. ألا إن صلة الله غالية ألا إن صلة الله الجنة. Verily the commodity which Allah has for you is expensive, is something that requires sacrifice. Verily Allah Ta'ala has Jannat in store for you. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers. Allah Rabbul Izzat loves us. Allah wants to shower His favors upon us. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala again and again reminds us in the Quran that prepare to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the short surah of the Quran, Wal Asr, Allah mentions, by the qasam of time, verily all mankind is in the loss. All mankind is in the great loss. Except those who have strong iman and amale saliha. Watawasaw bil haq, and they advise one another with the haq. And the most truthful thing is iman and amale saliha. Watawasaw bil haq, watawasaw bil sabr, and they advise one another with sabr, patience, steadfastness. Sabr also means to be firm on the obedience of Allah. Sabr also means to stay away from guna. And alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers, Allah has given us that beautiful mode, that vehicle to take us across this journey of life, and that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every action, in every step of our life, whether it's our eating, our sleeping, our dressing up, whether it's the niqab, whether it is the mayat, our journey, how to deal with our neighbors, our akhlaq and character, we have been given guidelines by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into the marketplace. A sahabi was selling grain there. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him, put his hand into the grain. The bottom portion was wet. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what is this? The meaning of the hadith. Why don't you show this fault in the grain that it is wet? Ya Rasulullah, it rained in the night and this portion got wet. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa told him that you should keep it on top so that the customer can see it. Imagine in finer details also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us guidelines, my dear brothers. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahaba the etiquettes of toilet. Some Yahudi started mocking that, does your Nabi teach you the etiquettes of toilet? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers some effect, tell them that the Nabi is like the father who is teaching the son. Imagine the finer etiquettes of toilet also Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. For example, istanzahu min al bowl fa inna ammata azab al qabri minhu. Be careful of the urine drops, otherwise the general azab of the qabr will be because of being neglectful in the matter of the urine drops, either splashing on the body, either touching the clothes. The person has to be very, very careful, very, very cautious. And those people who were careful of their istinja, Allah Ta'ala praised them in the Quran. Concerning the people of Masjid al-Quba in Medina, Allah praised them. فِي رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ يَتَطَهَرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. They are such people who like to take extra care in their cleanliness. And Allah loves those who take care in their cleanliness. So you can see in every aspect of our life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us guidelines. Likewise, today we'll be witnessing a nikah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us so many guidelines, my dear brothers, that make your nikah simple. Shadi ko sadi kar do. Shadi ko sadi kar do. Make it simple. Cut out all the extra fringes. Imagine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that an nikahu barakatan aisarahu mauna. That nikah has more barakat in which the expenses are less. Not necessary to invite 500 people, 1,000 people, have a big hall. We don't want to copy the Yahudi and Nasara. Imagine one sahabi, a great sahabi also. He had some special ittar on him. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asking something to the effect, what is this? See, Ya Rasulullah, I made nikah. Ya Rasulullah, I made nikah. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Oh, Limalobishatin. Make walima, even though it be one goat. Small goat, 10 kilometer, 15 kilometer, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people. Nikah ho gaya, walima ho gaya. But my respected elders and dear brothers, we are Musalman, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have to see quite closely how much are we following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his practical example and in the mission of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah's deen must come alive in the whole world. How the Muslims can become good example for the non-Muslims. How the Muslims can become good example for the non-Muslims. My dear brothers and respected elders, this ummat is one ummat. It is one body. We all have to turn towards Allah and cry for the ummat, my dear brothers. Verily today in the world we find the ummat is being pushed from pillar to post. Many places in the world, my dear brothers, many countries, difficulties, hundreds of Muslims are being killed. Even our own country, killing, shooting, etc., robberies. Allah Ta'ala reminds us again and again that what amal goes up, accordingly Allah Ta'ala sends down conditions. This ummah has been selected by Allah. This ummah, every ummati, every man, every lady, every child, has been selected by Allah for the guidance of mankind. It's a responsibility. We're worried about ourselves, our families, people around us, and then as far as we can go, to the people of the world, calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same announcement that has been made many a times, that our success lies in obeying the commandments of Allah and following the sunnah of Tajdar-e Madina, Muhammad-e Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to say it again and again. Say it again and again, my dear brothers. It's going and meeting person to person for the sake of Allah and calling towards Allah. Allah loves it very much. Allah Ta'ala told Dawood alayhi salam, O Dawood, make my servants beloved to me, you will become my beloved. Always mention this, my dear brothers, we've got to shed tears. Today a great portion of the ummah are not on the farais also. Many, many places, 50% of the town, 60%, some places 80% are not reading 5-time namaz. How do we expect Allah's help to come? Look at what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, that I wish to tell the boys to collect some firewood and I would go about and set fire to the homes where they are making their salat at their homes and not coming to the masjid to perform it with jamaat. Imagine Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to burn those houses down for not making salat with jamaat. But what about those houses where there is no salat, only one salat a week or one salat a day? That is why we are told in the Quran clearly, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nas wal hijara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Wa quduha an-nas wal hijara. And the fuel of that fire is stones, rocks, and people. Huge boulders will make the Jahannam to fuel. More people will come, it will fuel more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about this ummah, my dear brothers. That this ummah must uphold the deen of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made every effort whereby Allah's deen must remain in that level where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it. He would say, Ayankusu deen wa ana hay. Would there be any shortfall in deen and I am alive? This cannot be so. There cannot be any shortfall in deen as long as Abu Bakr is alive. Allah's deen will remain in that position where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. Otherwise, Abu Bakr will give his life. This was the concern they had for Allah's deen to come up, my dear brothers. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, great wali of our times, passed away in Nizamuddin, son of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, once saw one sahabi in the dream who told him, hum mein se ek bhi zinda hote, Allah ka deen yu na mitta. If one of us would be alive, Allah's deen would not go down like this. Allah's deen would not go down like this. Everybody says, I'm very busy. I'm very busy. Once the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Anuhlaku wa fina salihun, Ya Rasulullah, would you be destroyed when there are certain pious people amongst us? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to the mafhum, to the close meaning, that yes, iza kasura fihimul khabus, when the evil becomes widespread, when the evil becomes widespread, then Allah's catch comes, it comes upon everybody. Yes, on the day of Qiyamah, the pious will be separated from the guilty ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from difficulties, my dear brothers. We have to draw the rahmat of Allah by striving for Allah's deen, practicing deen in our homes, in our neighborhood, meeting the people, calling them towards Allah. When the effort is being made to call people towards the masjid, Allah ta'ala removes the calamities. Allah ta'ala removes the calamities, my dear brothers. Allah save us. The tsunami floods came during the Christmas period, my dear brothers. And gunas increase. Gunas increase. May Allah save us. New fitnas will come. Allah save us, my dear brothers. Imagine people are invited. Souk. Come to the marketplaces. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warns us. Khayru bika'il ardi masajiduha. Sharru bika'il ardi aswaquha. The best places on the earth are the masajid. And the worst places are the marketplaces. The worst places are the marketplaces. May Allah save us, my dear brothers. So therefore, we have to talk about this, about the greatness of Allah, talk about akhirat, talk about maut. Why? That must become a reality to us. That must become a reality to us. A very famous hadith, Aksiru zikra hazim al-lazzat. Remember that which will cut off all your pleasures, and that is maut. Our Ustad used to tell us in India, by kabristan jaate raho, marhoom ke liye dua karte raho, duniya ki mastiya niklegi. Visit the kabristan, make dua for the marhoom, make isale sawab, three kulwallah, one Quran Sharif sawab, Surah Yasin, 10 Quran Sharif sawab. Remember that kal mujhe bhi jana hai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of upholding the deen. Similar talks take place, program takes place here every Friday night, my dear brothers. It is not a routine. People from Marisburg, Shepster, Namzinto, far, far places come here. Almost every Friday there is jamaat here from overseas also. A fikr is taking place that Allah's deen must come up. Allah's deen must come 100% of my life, my family's life, and all mankind. Then inshallah, when we give out some time in the path of Allah, Alhamdulillah, Saturday morning jamaat go out, whether it's for 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, 4 months, to make that maqsad which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that object, that to learn Allah's deen, practice and pass it on to others. And Allah's deen must prevail on this earth, my dear brothers. Litakuna kalimatullahi al-uliya. Allah's deen must come up, my dear brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of upholding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, there will be nikah taking place now. May Allah ta'ala give barakat in the nikah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give muhabbat in the families. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill them with every happiness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them pious offspring which will serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First the nikah will take place. And thereafter, inshallah, we'll be given time for a sunnah. Thereafter, the khutbah will start, inshallah.